Welcome back to the deep dive. So we are jumping into a really fascinating, but I have to say, a slightly alarming stack of source material today.
It's a real mix, isn't it?
It is. You've brought us to the digital frontier where, on one hand, we're celebrating these incredible feats of creativity and technology.
Generational legacies, really.
Exactly. But on the other hand, we're also facing down this clear and present danger that affects literally every single one of us with a phone or a computer.
Yeah, the sources really capture that duality, that split. You have the spectacular rise of new entertainment.
And at the exact same time, the frightening manipulation that's being enabled by those very same technologies.
It's a lot to cover.
It is, but that's our mission.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this.
So where do we start?
We have to start with the news that just stopped the gaming world late yesterday, December 24th, 2025.
A huge loss.
A true titan. A key figure who was instrumental in the foundation of the Call of Duty franchise has passed away. And for millions, this isn't just news about a developer.
No, it's personal.
It's personal. It's the person who defined their high school years, their friendships, their entire relationship with first-person shooters.
I mean, it's really impossible to overstate the magnitude of this person's influence.
Right.
When you look back, you know, to the start of the 21st century, the FPS genre was kind of locked in a rut.
It was all World War II, right? Sprawling, but repetitive.
Exactly. Repetitive is the key word. They were fun, sure, but they lacked that genuine narrative punch. It was almost purely mechanical.
Just price shoot.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And what this visionary and their team brought was this understanding that games could be, and really should be, cinematic.
They wanted to make an interactive Hollywood blockbuster.
That's it, exactly. It was a conscious shift away from, you know, historical reenactment and toward immediate high-stakes action drama.
And they introduced the mechanics that every single shooter since has been built on. I mean, the difference was immediate when you played it.
You're touching on the fundamentals there. The whole concept of the set piece. Before this team, games had missions. After them, games had these huge, unforgettable action sequences, the set pieces.
That bridge scene comes to mind, the rooftop chase.
Unforgettable. It's the art of sustaining player agency while forcing them through this this carefully choreographed, hyperlinear experience. It's just design genius.
And then there's that one small mechanic that changed everything.
Aim down sights. ADS.
ADS. It sounds so trivial now, but it completely altered the rhythm of combat.
It really did. It moved the whole genre past that arcade mentality of just hip-firing everything.
Right.
ADS forced the player to slow down, to be more tactical. And it gave you that physical, tactile sense of immersion.
Looking right down the barrel.
That simple decision just raised the bar for realism. It was genius.
And you can see the depth of that legacy in the reaction right now. Servers for every title in that franchise have been slammed.
Oh, absolutely.
You have millions of players just spontaneously changing their clan tags to things like RIP Legend or just a simple thank you.
It's a collective digital vigil.
It is.
And that kind of spontaneous global reaction where millions of people feel compelled to gather in the spaces that person helped create, well, that's the true measure of their contribution.
And they raise the bar for everyone else.
The whole industry. Battlefield, Medal of Honor. Everyone was forced to raise their standards to compete. They didn't just release a successful game.
They redefined what success looked like for the next 20 years.
Exactly.
And, you know, that idea of raising standards is a perfect transition. If that legend set the standard for the last generation, let's look at what today's visionary studios are working on.
And what the industry expects from itself now.
Right. We have to look at Project 007, First Light from IO Interactive. Fans were, I mean, everyone was certain this was a holiday release.
And now it's not. Pushed to spring 2026.
And the studio came out with a statement saying they're delaying it, quote, to ensure the Bond experience meets our gold standards.
And this is where the industry has changed, you know, for the better.
A few years ago, we'd hear that and just roll our eyes, right? Assume there's a crisis.
Oh, absolutely. But now it just hits differently. We classify this as good, bad news.
Because we all remember the painful lessons from games like Cyberpunk 2077.
Disastrous launches, games pushed out the door completely unfinished. It was a PR nightmare.
So a delay today is actually a sign of maturity.
And publisher confidence. They're prioritizing consumer trust over a short-term holiday sales boost.
Especially with IO Interactive's reputation. I mean, they're the masters of stealth with the Hitman series.
Exactly. So when they talk about gold standards for Bond, they're talking about flawless interlocking systems, the gunplay, the stealth, the cinematics.
It all has to be perfect for a character as iconic as James Bond.
Right. So we may have to holster our golden gun for a few more months, but that polish, it's valuable. It avoids the catastrophic damage of a broken launch.
Okay, so that focus on quality and pushing boundaries brings us to, well, the biggest technological triumph of the month.
Because if IO is aiming for a gold standard, Nintendo is currently selling pure gold.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
I mean, really interesting.
We have to talk about the astonishing success of Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, a game that was famously delayed, rebooted,
shrouded in mystery for years. And it launched on the new Switch 2 on December 4th.
And the sales figures are, they're just astounding.
Nintendo officially announced over 5 million copies sold in its first week.
5 million.
And to put that into context for you, the listener, the Metroidvania genre is, well, it's traditionally niche.
It's fantastic, but niche, yeah.
So 5 million copies in 7 days. That's a colossal cultural moment for Samus Aran. It tells you the Switch 2 launch is a tidal wave.
But the story isn't just about the game, is it? It's about the hardware.
That's the real story. Our sources are all saying Nintendo has finally entered the hardware power game.
Which has never really been their focus before.
Never. But now, critics are claiming the graphics rival Gen 9 games on PS5 and Xbox.
For context, that's the generation of consoles that launched several years ago.
Exactly. So for Nintendo, who is historically lagged in sheer horsepower, to be compared favorably to their competitors' five-year-old flagships,
it's a monumental leap.
And the specific technology that's making this possible is ray tracing.
The holy grail of modern graphics.
It is. Instead of, you know, approximating how light should bounce, it simulates the actual path of individual light rays.
So you get these hyper-realistic reflections and shadows.
And seeing that technology work on a handheld, seeing those reflections on Samus's visor and the alien environments, it tells us the Switch 2's architecture is something we just didn't expect.
A new competitive era for Nintendo, maybe?
Could be.
And right on the heels of that hardware leap, we got maybe the strangest news of the month.
But also the most inevitable.
The official complete death of the exclusivity war.
I mean, the moment the internet saw the Microsoft Game Studios logo appear on a PlayStation 5 was genuinely surreal.
It felt like watching a permanent peace treaty being signed.
It did. And we're talking about Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, which has launched on PS5 and is selling like crazy.
And this isn't some small indie title.
No, it's a flagship Microsoft property. So Sony owners can now fly globally in stunning 4K on their own platform. This is the official start of the multi-platform era.
The hardware barriers are just dissolving, which should mean better games for everyone.
It should. But we need to take that dizzying technological high, the realism of ray tracing, the ease of access, and pivot sharply.
Because the same digital sophistication is being weaponized against you.
Yes. This is the urgent, essential knowledge we have to pull from these sources. We are in the middle of a phishing tsunami.
Tsunami sounds alarmist, but the data from the DarkTrace report is just shocking.
It's the right word for it.
Phishing attacks between Black Friday and Christmas this year have surged by a massive 620% compared to last year.
620%. I mean, just let that sink in.
So for every one attack you might have seen last year, you are now facing more than six. Why is this spike so huge, and why is the quality suddenly so perfect?
The answer is terrifyingly simple. It connects right back to what we were just talking about.
Generative AI.
Generative AI. Think about old phishing emails. You knew they were fake,
right?
Well,
they had spelling errors, bad grammar.
They failed the basic trust signal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cyber criminals are using large language models to write perfect emails.
Emails that mimic brands like Amazon, Apple, Netflix.
Flawlessly. Oh. Grammatically correct, structurally perfect. They use the exact tone and font of the real company. Even security experts are struggling to spot the fakes.
That trust signal has been completely corrupted by AI.
It has.
Yeah.
And the tactics are moving beyond just static emails. Checkpoint is tracking, what, 33,500 phishing emails every single day?
And 10,000 fake ads daily.
And their most insidious new technique is what they're calling killer chatbots.
So what does that mean?
Hackers are quickly building fake shops for high-demand items. These sites look legit, and they're equipped with AI support chatbots.
To build trust.
Exactly. The AI engages you. It's helpful. It even gives you a personalized discount code. You feel secure. You make the purchase.
And the site vanishes.
The second the payment goes through, it's AI manufacturing trust to execute a theft.
And then there's the most emotionally manipulative scam, the one from the LexisNexis report.
The voice deepfakes.
Yeah. unsolicited phone calls that simulate the voice of a family member.
A child, a spouse.
Claiming there's an emergency and demanding money right now, the fidelity of these fakes is, it's unprecedented.
So we connect all this, the implication is clear. The barrier to entry for high-quality, believable fraud is effectively zero now.
Because of generative AI.
Politico issued a stark warning that you, the consumer, must be hypervigilant because, quote, AI has multiplied the speed and realism of scams tenfold.
We're not dealing with amateurs anymore.
Not even close.
That is heavy, but essential. Okay, before we synthesize all of this, let's do a quick look at the rest of the content landscape that's keeping people busy.
Right, the whole picture.
The content wave this month has been impressive. For anyone on Pandora, Avatar. Frontiers of Pandora dropped its From the Ashes DLC on December 20th.
And I hear fans are flocking back. They've added entirely new burnt regions, which forces you to adapt, and they've improved the aerial combat system.
It's the kind of thing that revitalizes an open world game.
Keeps engagement high right through the end of the year.
And for, you know, pure cooperative fun, Marvel Cosmic Invasion arrived on December 2nd.
A classic style beat-em-up. It's being called the perfect Christmas gathering game.
Simple mechanics, huge roster.
Yeah, you just jump in and out. It's nostalgic, high quality fun.
We also saw some great niche hits. Blood, Refresh Supply.
Oh yeah, the Lovecraftian horror remaster brings back that classic dark late 90s shooter feel, but with modern fidelity.
And for VR users, Thief VR Legacy of Shadow has been a huge hit.
It proves that pure stealth mechanics just translate perfectly to the immersion of VR.
In cinematic worlds, we have to mention the completely unique animated feature on Max, Aztec Batman, Clash of Empires.
What a concept. Bruce Wayne, but in the 16th century Aztec Empire.
Facing off against a Joker who has been recast as a mad priest.
It's the kind of bizarre, fantastic idea that only streaming really allows.
And horror is still incredibly strong. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 came out this month.
And we have Return to Silent Hill confirmed for January 2026. The pipeline is full.
Okay, before we conclude, let's just quickly reinforce that security warning.
So important.
When you're navigating all this new content and your inbox is full of deals, remember the specific warning subjects. Any email with 90% discount or bank account issue.
Be extremely suspicious. And watch out for the new physical digital vector.
The QR codes on packages.
Do not trust unknown QR codes attached to postal packages. Scammers are putting them on boxes, prompting you to scan for, like, re-delivery fees.
And it just leads to a fake payment portal designed by AI.
And the creation of those fake portals is now instantaneous.
So what does this all mean?
Well, we've covered everything from a foundational legend passing away to the collapse of console exclusivity.
The technological leaps of ray tracing on a handheld. We're seeing these incredible moments of human and machine creativity.
But the shadow cast by those very same technologies is just, it's incredibly long.
The creative tools that enable realistic reflections on a game character's visor
are the same tools creating a massive six-fold increase in perfect digital fraud. The deep fake voices, the hyper-realistic emails.
The killer chatbots. The tools of creation have immediately become the tools of manipulation.
We started this deep dive celebrating the legacy of a creator who redefined a genre based on realism and fidelity. Mm-hmm. We close it by realizing the greatest challenge to our digital lives is now about fidelity in the realm of fraud.
The sources are very clear on this. AI isn't our enemy.
But the technology is indisputably in the hands of our enemies.
So given that generative AI can produce flawless written content and perfect voice deepfakes, we have to ask a profound question.
Yeah.
How quickly will the digital world move from needing to verify a source's grammar and spelling to needing to verify the source's actual existence?
Will the immediate future require us to assume every text, every email, every voice call is fake until it's proven otherwise?
That is something for you to mull over as you navigate the spectacular yet increasingly treacherous digital world this holiday season.